Peace to the Saints. Marquette Devon Burton, the saint and the sinner. Today we have my annual lecture on Martin Luther King's birthday. This lecture will begin by us addressing the questions that were sent in. Then I will go into a formal speech. Each year I give the speech with significant updates to it. I want you to pay close attention to the speech, for if there's anything you do not understand or something that you question, please do ask me. First, Bridget will start us by addressing the super chats.
And first, we want to thank Walton and Jesus for buying products on mdblabel.com and manandwomanbrand.com. We also have Diedrich bought a jump rope, and Walton and Dallas bought the conference 1 and 2 footage. So we would like to thank you. And we have Sam A. He's in a super chat. He said, last night was a classic. I understand it's members only now, but will you upload clips? Your message needs to be heard.
Regarding the roast last night, it was indeed epic. It is now exclusive at patreon.com/thesaintandthesinner. And I may indeed upload a few clips, more likely to my backup channel. So if you've not already subscribed to it, I recommend that you do.
Okay, we have Z Scotty 11 sent a super chat. He said, peace to the saints. Thank you, Vic Homie, for all the gems of wisdom and understanding you provide to this community.
Peace to the saints.
We have Short Stack said, peace to the saints. On a previous live, you mentioned Sharkeesha. I wanted to report that she was returned to the dust where she probably deserved prior to the end of 2021. Remember the three-sentence Bible, saints.
Peace to the saints.
We have Blue Lotus said, checking in from the mountains of West Africa, Togo. Peace, prosperity, and elevation to the saints.
Shout out to Togo, as well as the saints in Benin.
We have Cyrus sent a super chat. He said, peace to the saints. The Black community has knowledge about history, yet supports historically bad ideas. Social, communist, economics, raising minimum wage, segregation as Black-only nation, etc. Why do you think that is?
So he has quite a few things involved in this super chat. The Black community has knowledge about history. I don't agree with that. I think that the Black community has had some education. I think Americans in general have quite an incomplete education, particularly where African-American history is involved. Now, he speaks of social and communist economics. This is because the Black masses are educated in public schools, and the primary teacher there are white liberals, namely white liberal females. And you have programs like Teach for America that overpopulate urban underserved schools with these kinds of teachers. And I know, having been a Teach for America teacher, knowing that they do give cultural programming, they very much so try to push leftist ideology, LGBTQ propaganda as well. And they do that strategically, and they're very good at it. For Teach for America is a young organization of ambitious, highly educated, middle class or better folks. So I think that's the reason for that. Now, raising minimum wage is something that poor people will rarely understand unless they've explicitly been taught significant economic education, which doesn't really occur in high school. You usually don't take economics 101 until you get to university. That was the case for me, having gone to public schools in Los Angeles. He writes, segregation as a Black-only nation. Well, this actually could be a reasonable idea. That's not entirely foolish. Thank you for that question. Jason Paul sends through a Cash App. He writes that on January 13th, the debate with the two females involved elite game. I appreciate that. I tend to agree. Jackson comes in by PayPal. He writes, besides the three-sentence Quran, do you advise I follow one text or many texts? Undoubtedly, there is no one book that explains all of life, for life has many things to consider. And as technology evolves, the complexity of life is more significant, and morality even becomes harder to get a grasp on. So certainly, you will need many texts for this. He writes, in addition, being a perfect slash moral slash godly person, he says, is being a perfect, moral, godly person unrealistic and ineffective when living in a world trying to get things done? Well, certainly none of us are perfect, for we are human. To be moral is something we should constantly strive for. And the three-sentence Bible is quite magnificent in that we've been able to bring down to a simple nugget the thinking and actions that will keep you safe, prosperous, and moral in your behavior. But I think that, yes, you can be absolutely moral in this world. For the three-sentence Bible tells you to be good to good people, which is to say those who are not good, we must deal with them in the language that they understand. Are you caught up?
Yeah, there was a loser in the chat. I just want to address because some of the people saw who has, I don't know if it's him or he's using a fake name, but has 2,000 subscribers and has 78 views on a video. And someone's saying you stole his video idea. But you've had this video posted for a long time, and we did the same exact video last year on Martin Luther King Day.
Yes.
But yeah, someone with 78 views, you stole their video idea.
That's very comedic. I like
so that. I just wanted your followers to know you're not stealing.
Well, not only did I not take a concept, I've never stolen anything in my entire life. And additionally, I've never cheated in my entire life, even in grade school, never one time. Craig writes, peace to the saints. Thanks for all the gems. My pleasure.
We have Marcus Hurtado. He said, peace to the saints, off topic, but I made the decision and commitment to be 100% sober.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. That's always on topic for us. So we're really happy to hear that. And I also want to acknowledge that Marcos sent in a super chat yesterday, very early before the stream started. We appreciate when people support the work, especially when they do it early. Maximo comes in by a cash app, writes, peace to the saints.
We have Walton. He said, gotta support a great man doing great work, peace to the saints. And Walton's been supporting all day.
I appreciate
that. Emails about products, purchases all day long. So you're going to be happy with them.
Absolutely. And is that Mr. Morgan?
Yeah, Walton Morgan.
Ah, I've had the pleasure of speaking with him on consultation as well. I trust that he's prospering. I mean, it's evident. Shout out to Vapor Saints, sends through tuition. He's very consistent. Craig writes, peace to the saints. Absolutely loving the patreon.com/thesaintinthecenter content. Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear that you're satisfied with it.
And we do have Daniel Robinson. He said, just joined the Patreon a few minutes ago. Your content is too valuable to miss out on.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the support. And it's actually critical that you do join the Patreon, because what you guys probably have come to understand is that when the leftists cancel you, they try to destroy your income, and they do that to silence you. So not only do they remove you from the public platforms, they also try to destroy your income to drive you into breaking down, essentially mentally, and breaking down your means of communication. Jabril writes, advice for being effective with business execution. Well, you should always ask yourself, when you are an entrepreneur, what is the quickest way to get to a dollar? And then narrowly focus your entire team, even though they have different roles, and understanding how they factor into earning that dollar. For a business, different from government and different from nonprofit, if you're not turning a profit, you're going to go out of business and cease existing. So a hyper focus on sales and everyone's role driving into sales. Jabril comes back, writes, tuition by a cash app. Truly appreciate it, Saint.
Okay, we have Ulysses. He sent a super chat. He said, tuition, peace to the saints.
It's a pleasure to hear from the saint. I actually had some DMs with him earlier today with regards to the live we did on Instagram. If you like lifestyle type things, you can check me out on Instagram, instagram.com/MarquetteDavon. That's MarquetteDavon.
Okay, we have Jeremiah. He said, salam saints, make it funky like deodorant.
Wa alaikum assalam. Oh, indeed we shall.
We have Jay, said, peace to the saints, tuition.
Peace to the saints.
And we have Lawson, said, oh, peace to the saints. Good to see you, Mr. Burton.
Peace to the saints. It's always good to see Lawson. Very consistent, loyal saint. Shall we get to this work?
We shall.
Indeed. Saints, I would first like to say one thing that is informational, then one thing that is arrogant, and then get to my speech.
We have the unattractive male in a super chat. He said, watching while getting topped, just super chatting to make sure she's paying attention.
Well, yes, turn up the volume so she can get this knowledge. You dig? Sometimes I get loud. I wanted to be able to hear this. Quotation by G.K. Chesterton. Quote, all men are ordinary men. The extraordinary men are those who know it. I'll say that one more time. All men are ordinary men. The extraordinary men are those who know it, which is to say, Martin Luther King is not a superhero. He is not extraordinary. He's an ordinary man like you and like myself, which is why some people are probably sitting at home like, well, how can you correct Martin Luther King? Not only am I going to correct Martin Luther King, I'm also about to give a speech that is superior to his speech entitled the I Have a Dream speech. So I say that because he's an ordinary man just like I am. He's prone to flaw. I will be pointing some of those flaws out. I will be giving him his due credit. And I would also in advance like to tell you that my speech is better.
Okay, we have Cream Glow sent $10. He said, peace to the Saints. I remember watching that last MLK Live. Very informative as always.
Peace to the Saints who have loyal and been here for a long time.
And then we have Mangaliso said, where can I purchase Mark Platt's clothing and the black box?
You're going to share those links for
us? I'll share all the links, but if you want to say them as well.
Indeed. You can actually, I think within this, the description of this video, there's a link for the ebook if you want a low cost copy. If you'd like a paperback, you can go to Amazon.com, type in Marquette Devon Burton, The Black Box, and it should come right back up. And that'll be the paperback. All right. Now, let us get to this work. Nearly 40 years ago, a notable Black American from whose efforts we benefit today spoke of a dream. It was a fairy tale that enchanted millions of African Americans who were then in a constant struggle against hate, legal discrimination, and economic subjugation. The collective efforts of many activists brought forward the Civil Rights Act of 1964, ending an American winter in which the African American had been left out in the cold, outside of a house which he helped build. 160 years later, the African American sits at the bottom of America's racial hierarchy. But why? Perhaps it is an obsession with abstractions like freedom. While African Americans ignore core issues of family and finance, the African American has his rights, has his freedom. Hell, he even has Atlanta. What is he missing? He's missing a guiding belief system. 160 years later, the Negroes are still begging for reparations from a government that sanctioned holding him in chains. 160 years later, the Negro subsists on a crowded island of mental poverty in a time known as the information age. The African American has grown to hate the truth. I'm here today to dramatize a shameful stagnation. When Martin Luther King, on behalf of a people, wrote the magnificent words of the I Have a Dream speech, we didn't realize that it was a pipe dream by a Christian preacher, a tool of the white liberal. Was the dream of the African American to be integrated with whites or to not be relegated to unending poverty? You see, all the African American needed was access to that land of opportunity we heard of. Martin Luther King, the king of beautiful language and hideously insufficient understanding, sold Blacks the idea that if they could attend the same schools as the whites, eat in the same restaurants as the whites, they would be equal to the whites. Impossible. A people do not come out of recent enslavement and find themselves on equal footing with their former enslaver. There is rebuilding that must occur of the mind, of self-esteem. Move your feet. Of the mind, of self-esteem. During MLK's time and today, the Black is not equal to the white. Our present comedy is that the current state of white Americans is quite pitiful, nothing a wise people should try to match. I will not pretend as though today the Black people have the rights and privileges equal to that of the white woman in our society. But what have we done with the rights we have won? We have integrated schools, yet we choose to sit in the back of the classroom if we even show up. We have the right to vote, yet we only show up in large numbers when white liberals convince us that the president is a white supremacist, as though that makes him unique among American presidents. We have freedom, but we have mostly only taken the liberty to complain and to blame, and as a result, we suffer more of the same. On average, the state of the African American reflects not a dream, but a nightmare, a long nightmare that we have not awakened from for 160 years. Some of us Black folks have become drunk from the cup of bitterness and hatred, but the truth remains, not systemic racism, nor the environment, nor any other variable is strong enough to deny an upright, disciplined, hardworking people from the great vaults of opportunity of this nation or any other nation. You have freedom today. I have freedom today. But what have we done with that freedom? A Black president in the White House did not raise Black people out of the poorhouse. A Black president in the White House did not keep Black people from the crack house. It was Martin Luther King in the 1960s. It was Barack Obama in the early 2000s. Still, we put the weight of a people on one Superman. Never again. Everyone must take a stand. We cannot rely on one man. The only way to be equal is to be equal. Civil rights legislation did not do it. A Black president did not do it. Why exhaust yourselves toiling to change the greater society when the only thing that needs to change is you and I? Let us not be like the educated fools who speak and write and debate and complain and reiterate endlessly about systemic racism as though we, the minority, control a majority rules system. Wake up, lest you remain in a 160 year nightmare. Now is the time to lift ourselves from the quicksands of self-pity to the solid rock of individual and collective action. The Jews came to this land of opportunity as a scorned people. Now they are leaders in the land, not for marching in the streets, but for marching toward education and meaningful degrees, finance, law, business. We have too many degrees in that which does not pay. Sociology, African American studies, degrees in how to explain away our current stagnation. This is 2022, not 1722. You are not a slave, lest you are a slave of your own making, slave of your own ignorance, victim of your own lack of self-belief. Let 2022 be the year you wake up. If today you wake up and find that your dream is far away, there should be neither rest nor tranquility until you have made good on the rights of citizenship that our forefathers earned so long ago. Over half a century ago, Martin Luther King spoke of police brutality. The wise Jewish people have their own policing force in their communities. They call it the Shomrim. You can find them in Brooklyn, throughout the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Can we not do this for ourselves? No more Martin Luther King dreaming. I have a plan today. Let me make this plain. The primary problem of the African American is economic. Is there any freedom without finances? Has poverty not been like an everlasting storm over many of our families? Unknowingly, you've waged economic war against yourselves. The African American was wealthier under segregation. At that time, you were forced to spend among your own. Now, an ignorant people with freedom, you have spent your dollar with those who do not love you, never to see that dollar return to your communities. And for your ignorance, you blame your economic ills on systemic racism rather than your own enduring ignorance. But let us not wallow in the valley of despair, for I have a plan. I have a plan, I say, for ensuring that one day our people will rise up and be truly proud, for we know who we are. And like the Armenians, we know our own history, and that enslavement was a mere blink in the long history of the Black man and woman. I have a plan that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons and daughters of Black nuclear families will sit down together with white and Asian children in true equality, not because we say we are equal, but because our children prepare, perform, and achieve at an equal level. I have a plan, I say. I plan for ownership. For a time, our ancestors were owned by enslavers. And today, some of us still are. Are we owners of ourselves while sitting in a jail cell? Do we own ourselves while being wage slaves for others, if they'll even hire us? The simple remedy is ownership, owning yourself, owning the jobs, owning the police force. I have a plan, I say. And to see this plan through, all it takes is intelligence, consistent work. We will be able to hew out of the valley of material lack a stone of hope. With this plan, we will draw on our internal wealth to manifest the material abundance which we have been denied since we arrived on a slave ship named Jesus. Our grandmothers and grandfathers endured the hard part, sit-ins, incarcerations, marching, and protest demonstrations. We must vote in national and local elections, but we must vote for ourselves, not those who appear to represent us. We must take the liberty of sitting in the front of the classroom. Above all, the plan is for financial freedom, true ownership. So I invite you to work with me in executing this plan so that the dream is not just a dream. Peace to the saints.
May I read some super chats?
You can, but I also want to let you know that you hit my foot one time while I was giving an epic speech.
I apologize.
You hit my foot, and then I tried to move around to see if your foot was still there, and your foot was still there.
I thought I moved it out of the way.
Now just imagine if Martin Luther King was giving this speech and you slapping his foot. You think Martin Luther King had to deal with this? But for real, don't ever do that again, please. We need to be winning focused. All right.
We have Ricky Webster said, peace to the saints, one love, and props to Merfoot.
Peace to the saints.
We
thank you.
Blown Dola said, peace to the saints, need an update on the Velvet.
Who said that?
Blown Dolo.
Okay, all right. Yes, we're working on that. I actually do need to check on that. Shout out to Kevin White, comes through by Cash App, writes peace to the saints.
Yeah. Econot said, get this work, peace to the saints.
Indeed. Shout out to William. He actually just sent in his tuition for the conference via Cash App. So William, he'll be there. He's one of the saints. I recognize him. I believe he was at the last conference, actually.
You have Hoscom said $20, said peace Marquette. I know you don't have kids, but how would you go about choosing the mother of your children? Also, you've said that there for there to be winners, there must be losers.
Indeed.
Would you say that you have a zero-sum mindset?
You choose the mother of your children the same way you choose a good wife. For the way that the woman takes care of you is a reflection of how she'll take care of the children. With regards to zero-sum, yes, that is the fact. You see, there will always be balances in this world, good and evil. So among those who are good, yes, we can all benefit together and enjoy the pie, but we must also realize that there are those who are evil, and we ought not let them have any slice or slither of our pie. We must protect it and know that we are different than they are.
Kyle Brooks said, beautiful speech. Considered using this as a clip.
Indeed. Thank you.
Chris Brown said, modern day sermon on the mount.
Indeed. Peace to the saints.
And Michael sent a super sticker.
Thank you, Michael. Raphael writes, stay up, G. Woo back. Thank you. Came in via PayPal with that one. Jabril writes, true or false, post Jim Crow was the best for Blacks. True.
Jalen Davis said, wow, that was an amazing speech. I strive to be great like you one day.
Well, it depends on what he means in terms of Jim Crow, but the best time for blacks is this. It was during the latest stage of segregation. You know, the challenge was that, you know, certain services you couldn't get. Like, for example, if you wanted to see an orthodontist, you might not be able to find one, for there were no black orthodontists, but there were black dentists and general practitioners. Now, you just need time for a people to develop and have those kinds of specialists. But the great thing is this. When you had segregation, you had poor black families living alongside wealthy black families, which is to say the children of the janitor get to see the doctor who lives in the same neighborhood, which is to express to you that even if your parents are janitors or low-level workers, you still get to see the example in real life of high-level professionals, accountants, attorneys, etc. So you had something to look up to. Whereas now with integration, the black upper class separated from the black lower class. So the black lower class only sees the examples of people like them who are underachieving, and those who are excelling within the black ghetto are generally those in the informal economy, the drug dealers, prostitutes, pimps, these folks. And so you have the black lower classes looking up to criminal figures. And in their obsession with crime figures, they just perpetuate a negative cycle. And you can't blame them because that's all they're exposed to. Now, in the modern era where you have social media, it's an even more disheartening reality where uneducated fools can have a platform in which they can reach millions. And I suppose this is no different than rappers dropping a platinum album that reaches millions, but it's a little more disturbing because even rappers at some level are exceptional in that they might have exceptional talent, but the dim-witted thought living next door to you in poverty can now show her butt cheeks, amass a following, and then start spreading dangerous messages.
Dylan sent a super chat.
Peace to the saints.
Nate said, liberating and motivating speech. Peace to the saints.
Thank you.
And we have Rockane said, great speech, and I appreciate your public speaking skills. Halfway done with the black box.
Thank you. Do let me know what you think of the black box. Mr. P comes through with tuition via Cash App. Caught up?
Yep.
Fantastic. Saints, I'll give you a little bit of time to send in your last thoughts, questions, comments, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up. I do want to acknowledge Corey, who got the assassin jump rope at www.thesasn.com. I would also like to acknowledge Daniel and Christopher, who are now members. Peace to the saints. Welcome them warmly.
Jason super chat said, great speech. It's sad that people would rather find comfort in complaining rather than striving for better.
And a major reason for that is that they don't believe in themselves. You know, the black people are fascinating in as much as, you know, coming out of enslavement, having low self-esteem on an individual as well as on a collective basis, you know, they carry this on in their culture. I recall my grandmother, who was a very hardworking Southerner, who actually amassed a decent amount of money during her time. And the home that she purchased, which was maybe her fourth home, she's older, so this is a time when most Americans could afford to buy a home, not the whack economics that are going on right now. I should say wacky economics. So in one of the homes that she had purchased, I remember she had the dining room table was a gorgeous, large oak table finished in white. And she had all of this gorgeous china, and she would never let anyone sit at that dining table. And I would always ask myself, well, who did you set that dining table up for? Are we waiting for some royals to come here at some point and sit at this dining table? Who was it for? And that's just merely an expression of two major problems. Problem number one, that you don't think you're good enough or worthy of good things. So she set up this beautiful dining table, but she herself didn't find herself worthy of sitting at this dining table. It's like she was waiting on a king to show up who never showed up. And then to that point of the king, you see, my grandmother was a woman, and women who are imbalanced, meaning she didn't have a man in her life. She had lived an unproductive life in the sense of she never completed a family. And because she was a woman, imbalanced, you know, women tend to like to beautify. So she created this beautiful dining table and no, we can't touch it because it's too beautiful. Whereas if there was a male, men are about utility, meaning usefulness. So a man surely would have said, damn it, if we have the dining table, we're going to dine there. And a man being the king of his home, he is the king that seems like she was waiting for to show up and be worthy of sitting at this table. And the problem is that many African-American families have this absence of a king that is a leader in the home, and they're left to the devices of the female, which is going to lead you to destruction, you see. Have you living in a broken way?
Dean Rowland's intuition.
Peace of the saint.
Peru said, what are your thoughts on the declassified MLK documents?
I don't know exactly which ones he's talking about, for there are a great many. And J. Edgar Hoover, the homosexual gentleman who was running, I shouldn't say gentleman, those two things are incompatible, but the homosexual fellow who was running the FBI during MLK's era, he was very much so staunchly against Black civil rights and Black people in general. And one of the things he did was have the FBI sabotage not only MLK, but a number of other Black groups. And one of the funny things that they did was they took photos of Martin Luther King being adulterous, and they sent these photos to Coretta Scott King. Fortunately, she was trill enough that she didn't let this bother her. But it was ironic that a Christian preacher, one who preaches monogamy, was being not monogamous. That's the challenge, is that so few of us do what we say and are brave enough as men to say what is real.
Okay, we have John Woodall, his questions in the chat. I'll put it on the screen. He said, Marquette, what is your stance on the Black? I think that's Boule. It's a Black fraternity.
Oh, you said this question's on the screen?
I put it on the screen, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Thank you for your question.
And then he said, check out Steve Coakley's lectures.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Ricky Webster said, awesome speech, Marquette.
Thank you. Christopher Williams writes, I wish I could send more, but things have been rocky. I appreciate the token. And you know, Christopher, even you sending something means a lot, because there are maybe thousands watching and not even 1% sends in tuition. So I appreciate you standing up and being counted, and speaks well of you. Yvonne sends in tuition, writes, peace of the saints. Thank you very much, Yvonne. You caught up?
I am.
Fantastic. Saints, it's been a pleasure to have this time to fellowship with you. I look forward to connecting next year for this updated lecture, and hopefully we see more change. I know that the Sasson, which is not about Black people, it's about all people. I know the Sasson will have made great progress, and that's what, you know, pleases me. So I'll catch you same place, same time next year. Peace to the saints.
There's one super chat that just came through.
And that's great timing, because we didn't start the Creed of the Sasson.
There's another one too. Okay. So Charles said, peace to the saints. This was a fantastic speech. I've come to realize that MLK had good intentions, but was used to manipulate Black people into becoming liberal communists, replacing their values.
Indeed. And it's so funny, because a lot of Black folks who think that they're intellectuals, they've gone to these American universities, they've taken a degree in social science or African-American studies, not realizing that many of the books have been written either by white liberals or been written remotely by white liberals vis-a-vis their Black lackeys, who don't think with their own mind, but rather think with what they were taught by the white liberal.
Okay, we have YKN said, all men are ordinary. The ones who are extraordinary are the ones who know it. Very enlightening words, a powerful speech, peace to the saints.
You get it, peace to the saints.
And then we have wealth is health, sent $10 tuition.
Peace to the saints. He writes, Sasson is greater than BLM. Oh, all day, every day. BLM is, it's actually a group that's focused on spreading Skittle ideology and breaking the Black family. And the Black family has really never been intact. Saints, it has been a true pleasure to have this time with you. Let us end with our tradition, the Creed of the Sasson. Repeat after me with full conviction, knowing this is true of you, the Creed of the Sasson. I am going to be who I truly am, because I am remarkable. I'm going to strive every moment to show the greatest part of who I am. Till next time.
And we have Austin Gray came through with tuition.